This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, there was good news today from the world of presidential politics. John Bolton, who tends toward the more conservative side of things, I think it's fair to say, announced he is not going to run for president. Why is that good news, you ask? Because that means there will be one less political campaign book out there for us to deal with. They are something of a rite of passage for would-be presidents, these books, and they come in many flavors, as you know, the memoir, the glorified policy paper, so on and so forth. But who exactly reads them? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer takes it from there.
Walk into about any bookstore in Washington, and they are hard to miss. All the books by presidential hopefuls. James Webb has a book, I Heard My Country Calling, Ben Carson. He wrote a book called One Nation. Then, of course, there's God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy from Mike Huckabee.
Okay, I'm just going to put you on hold for a second.
This is where we put the newest books, at least in paperback. So you can see right at the front is Hillary Clinton's paperback just came out last week.
Mark LaFromboise is the book buyer for the Politics and Prose bookstore. He points out other books by Senator Marco Rubio, Congressman Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan's around sometimes. He was down in the coffee shop a couple weeks ago.
This is ground zero for political books, a hangout for politicians and political junkies. But LaFromboise says even here, the presidential campaign book usually has a short shelf life.
A month? 3 weeks?
So why write them?
Candidates feel a lot of pressure to get their message out there in their words, with their ideas, without the filters of lots and lots of other people.
That's Lisa Muscatine, a former chief speechwriter for Hillary Clinton, who worked on most of Clinton's books. Now she owns Politics and Prose with her husband, Bradley Graham. Muscatine says the candidates' books take many forms, memoirs or manifestos, laying out what they would do as president. Who buys these books? People like Gordon Mantler.
I'm an historian at George Washington University.
Mantler is browsing in the political section. He bought one of President Obama's books, Dreams from My Father.
And I didn't feel like this was the typical memoir that's setting up a presidential or national campaign.
And that's key, according to longtime publisher Peter Osnos, founder and editor of the Public Affairs Publishing Company. He says political writers should open up about their lives and say something original.
I think the most important thing is to write a book that the reader will find authentic.
And it doesn't hurt if people are really interested in you. Dreams from My Father was published in 1995, but sales didn't take off until after Barack Obama's speech at the 2004 Democratic National Convention. And candidates shouldn't worry if their book is a total bomb. We've had some pretty bad writers in the White House. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.